USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows spent his day on Capitol Hill talking to Democrats who have not budged in their position on coronavirus relief.
Yeah, I think it's interesting just to hear the comments from Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi saying that they want a deal when behind closed doors their actions do not indicate the same thing. They can't come up with any significant cuts in their bill. What they want is a $2.5 trillion blank check. We came up here today just to hear the same thing that we've heard repeated for the last 2 weeks.
Republicans and Democrats are mostly split on how to continue to provide support for unemployed Americans, even though both sides continue to say it's a priority. Democrats are still asking for $600 a week for out-of-work individuals, which Republicans say discourage workers from seeking out new employment opportunities. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx told several state and local officials to get on top of it this week in those cities seeking increases in the trend of positive COVID-19 cases. Birx warned the leaders of the nine cities, Atlanta, Omaha, Nebraska, Boston, Kansas City, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, and D.C. during private calls, according to the Center for Public Integrity. Birx is also concerned about California's Central Valley. Brent Socroft, an architect of American foreign policy during the Cold War and national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush, has died at the age of 95. Socroft was a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. Socroft served as military aide to President Richard Nixon and was chosen by Mr. Ford to serve as national security advisor after President Nixon's resignation. He oversaw the evacuation of American officials from Vietnam in 1975. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There are major issues with some of the election ballots sent in the area around Las Vegas, Nevada, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation found that more than one-sixth of mail-in ballots sent to voters in Nevada's largest county during the 2020 primary went to outdated addresses. The Election Integrity Group reviewed 1.3 million mail-in ballots from Nevada's Clark County sent during the June primary. It found that more than 223,000 of the ballots were sent to outdated addresses, leading the Postal Service to designate them as undeliverable. The undeliverable ballots accounted for 17% of all ballots mailed to registered voters. Nearly 75% of Nevada's total population resides in the county, which includes Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
16 people were killed and at least 100 injured when an Air India Express flight from Dubai crashed after skidding off a runway while landing in heavy rain in the South Indian state of Kerala. The plane was traveling to the city called Calcutta. It was carrying people to India after they became stranded abroad because of COVID-19. The aircraft split in two, killing 16 people, Indian Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said in a tweet. About 123 people now have been named as injured in the crash. The airline also said 190 people were on board. And four